Garcia in the South Bay, and of course, Fred Voss, who puts all this together. Bridge Bank, you can trust what they do.
Time now to go to Sunday school with the professor.
Professor, take it easy, will you?
Giants coach Ron Wotus with Marty Lawrence.
Oh, I didn't know you wanted to get involved with the discussion, Mr. Helper.
On your home of Giants baseball.
Good answer. Like the way you think.
KNBR 104.5 and 680, the sports leader.
Brought to you by River Islands, one of the country's top-selling master plan communities just across the Altamont in Lathrop. Where else can you live on a lake, next door to a park, or walking distance to your kid's new school? With 10 new neighborhoods, River Islands is the one place you can't afford to miss.
All right, a pleasure to bring in the professor, and that is Ron Wotus, former third base coach, former bench coach, and now a special assistant and on-field coach before the games to the San Francisco Giants. Whoa, how are you?
I'm great, Marty. What a great day. We got off the schneid yesterday with breaking that losing streak, and it's Mother's Day. So Mother's Day, it's always a great day, and you know, it's always great to see the pink out there with the players, with their bats and their gloves and everybody, you know, giving the love to their moms.
Yeah, it's a very special day. And I was thinking about my mother a little bit today. And, you know, in her later years, she was in her 90s, she loved baseball. And, of course, growing up, I took her to Ebbets Field, to Dodger games every once in a while. But she would sit and watch the Marlins. She lived in Miami. And, boy, she just couldn't stand Braden Looper, the closer for the Marlins. She'd call me up, and why are they putting in Looper? And it just was one of those, still we had that moment, that connection through baseball. It was nice. How about you?
Well, absolutely. You know, Mom was there, whether it was taking me to soccer practice or picking me up from basketball or sitting there and watching baseball games, whether it was in the minor leagues or, you know, in the major leagues. She's a big fan, and she's a big fan of yours, Marty. I'm not sure how much you realize that. She listens, you know. She goes online to the website, and she gets the shows, and she loves listening to you. So she enjoys baseball. It's brought a lot of joy to her, and it's brought a lot of joy to me having her at the games there for us all the time. But I have to tell you that Lori's grandmother, she was a big Giant fan as well. She's no longer with us. And she used to watch back when Levon Hernandez was on the team. And Lori's grandma was legally blind, but she'd sit about 2 feet in front of the television, and she'd listen and watch the best she could watch the game. And for some reason, she hated Levon Hernandez. Every time he came in the game, she would get all upset. It was the funniest thing, but that passion and that enjoyment from baseball was definitely with her and my mom.
Yeah, it's beautiful. It's a wonderful memory. And as I say, not everyone has the traditional family of the mother in the house. And it could be an aunt, a cousin, a friend, a teacher. And it's important to recognize those people that make the sacrifice and make it special and do the things that the mom would do. So, yeah, very good, Will. I like the grandma story. That's a good one.
Yeah, exactly. Go ahead.
No, I would say I used to play some football when I was growing up, and I was the center. And I would always be concerned, but could I snap it for the punter? And believe it or not, I used to snap it to my mother before the game.
No kidding.
Before I go to the game.
That's so great. That's great. Well, I hear a lot of stories, a lot of kids. In Major League players, there was one player, I can't remember his name, he used to play catch with his mom all the time. You know, you always need someone to throw with in the wintertime when you're working out. I remember throwing against walls and going up to the school and throwing against a brick wall because you didn't have a partner to throw with. Some people throw to their moms. But, you know, I just want to wish my mom a happy birthday you know, she still worries about us like we were teenagers, and she was always there for us. And as you know, your parents are from Altamora, from Italy, and food was a big part of our growing up. And we always had the meal at the table, which was such a staple in the family to bring the family together. And she always did that, and not only dinner, but lunch. And so I just want to wish her Happy Mother's Day, since I can't be with her today.
Beautiful. Yesterday was a special day at the park with Buster Posey's celebration. What did you think? You were on the field. You got a little bit of TV time there.
Well, I think the word you just mentioned was a special day. It was a special day for a special player. There's no doubt about it. A player on and off the field. And anybody that listened to the celebration, we all know the Giants do the celebrations better than anybody. And it was nice to have one. This COVID has put a stop to all this, of something that the Giants and the history and the great players that we've had and reunions. I don't know about everybody else, but, I love them. And yesterday was a special day just to see everybody give Buster their love and think about what he did. And then to watch the World Series and relive some of those moments that we all had together. It's very emotional. It never gets old. And what a classy day. And Buster, what a classy guy he is. And I'm excited to hear what he does for the Giants in the future at some point.
Well, what's your favorite Buster hug? Do you have one?
Well, I never received one. I saw Benji Molino wanted one yesterday, too. He got his. They have to be. Well, I don't know if I can pick a favorite over the three World Series and in the perfect game with Matt Cain. I can't pick a favorite, but I sure liked watching him.
Yeah, I think, for me, well, there were so many. They're all exciting.
Right.
Maybe the World Series ones were the best, maybe that first World Series. But you got to see the former closer yesterday. He was out there, Brian Wilson. He got a hug yesterday and actually participated. What do you think of seeing him?
Oh, I love seeing Willie. Willie's a great guy. We got a little bit of connection. We're both from, New England. And, of course, he lives down in L.A. now. But Willie's a very cerebral guy and a great guy to chat with. And he was very colorful, as we all know, on the field, but a special player as well. I mean, he was, one of the top closers in the game. I think of the closers that we had, and we had some good ones, but Rob Nen and certainly Wilson. I remember watching him throw in Colorado the first time he got called up. He struck out the side, and my jaw dropped. He was throwing 95, 96 of pinpoint command, and that's what made him so good was the location. Boy, he could dot that outside corner and throw that slider just off the plate. It was great seeing Willie.
Yeah, he was good, too, and you got to see Andres Torres. That's always a treat.
Yes. Yeah, we speak Italian to each other. He dropped the buongiorno on me, and we have a lot of laughs, and I was tempted to grab his cowboy hat and put it on during the ceremony, but he told me not to do it because of my hair. He said, don't cover up your hair. He said, yeah, I'll keep the cowboy hat. So I listened to him.
It was a good moment. And it's interesting you brought up what would Posey be doing with the Giants. I was thinking about it. 5 years from now, the kids are a little bit older, and he knows the game so well. Does he come back and participate? Do you think that we could see that someday?
I think we could. I think there'll be something that he'll be doing now. I don't think it'll be coaching on the field, but you never know. I don't know. I mean, obviously, he has so much to offer and so many roles that he could fill. So we'll just have to wait and see. But I think it's in his blood. He's had so many great memories here. I think he'll want to be part of this organization in some capacity going forward.
Yeah, I think he could manage, not necessarily, today, but he gets it. There's something about Posey, and we'll finish with this one. He gets respect, and I think he just gets respect. He plays the game, the way it should be played, a little of Jeff Kent in him. And I think as a manager, he would get that respect from people.
Well, no question. It's not only what he's done on the field, but how he handles himself. I mean, very articulate and thoughtful. No question can really stump him. And he has all the qualities to be an outstanding manager. Respect is the number one thing from his peers, the players, the press, and everybody in the game. So he can do anything that he wants to do. And I think right now what he wants to do is spend time with his family. So we won't push it too much, and we'll let him enjoy himself. And but it was a great day, a great day all the way around.
Yeah, good moment for him. Hey, I was talking to Colleen out of River Islands, and I thought about you here. Drive-in movies. They're going to have a drive-in movie night at River Islands. Now, we talk about everything within walking distance to the house and, you know, that kind of stuff. Well, now you can drive a few blocks and have a drive-in movie. How about that, Will? When was the last time you were in a drive-in movie?
Wow. You know, I can't remember if I've been to one here in California, and I've been out here for 30-plus years, but probably in Shelby, North Carolina, when I was playing A-ball for the Shelby Pirates. They had a drive-in theater there, and me and the guys would pile in a car, and we'd go watch. And, of course, growing up, you know, was we went a lot back in Connecticut. There was a drive-in not far from our house. And, you know, you hook the speaker on the windshield, and you have at it. You pick up the popcorn, and it was fun. It was fun. They have one over here close to us, Martinez, where they have a flea market on the weekend, but there's a drive-in here. I don't go to it, but that's great at River Islands. You know, just another activity for that community. And drive-ins are a lot of fun. If you haven't gone, you ought to give it a shot.
Yeah, so they're going to have that this summer. I thought that was a good one. Boy, yesterday's game, you know, look, you've been through slumps before and losing streaks. And, you know, the team needed yesterday a 13-7. But I want to talk about Flores. Well, this guy hit his fifth grand slam. He drove in six runs with only one hit. One hit, and that tied some record that hasn't been done for about 30 years. Right-handed hitter. Maybe the best right-handed hitter on the team. Let's talk a little Flores.
You're right. Flo, you know, he's always been a respected offensive player. You know, years ago with the Mets, you saw the hitting potential. I think with the Diamondbacks, he really showed what he can do. And I think Cap has handled him extremely well in this organization. They've given him a chance to play, and he's playing more against right-handers. You know, he was kind of a platoon guy. And he still does face a lot of lefties. But with all the injuries, he's one of our best hitters, like you said. Right now, he's probably swinging the bat better than anybody on the team. And he's a tough out. So he's been a big part of our success. And I talked to other coaches in the league. Matter of fact, just talking to Shoemaker with the bench coach for the Cardinals. He mentioned Flores. Everybody knows where he is in the lineup. Short swing, good eye, and dangerous. He's really developed his power. You know, I remember him in Arizona. He would, you know, he would pull the ball. He'd jump you, you know, when he was in hitter's counts. But he'd also, with two strikes, take a base hit the other way to drive in a run. And we've seen him beat the shift a number of times this year, right, when they're in the shift, and he'll shoot that ground ball through the second base side. But I think the thing that's most impressive is he's really developed, you know, driving the ball and pulling the ball. And he's hitting more home runs than he ever has.
Boy, I think a big home run yesterday. I mean, it got everything going right for the ball club after the Cardinals had scored in the first. Cardinals are a team, they just don't go away. I know they're right-handed heavy. Goldschmidt is, you know, he finally woke up a little bit yesterday for the first time in the series. But, boy, they just don't go away. They play that good defense. Yesterday was an aberration, I think, for them. Three errors. Molina dropped a pop-up. Wow. They walked eight. But, you know, give me a little something on the Cardinals. What do you see?
I see a real good team, just like you mentioned. And, you know, fortunately for us, Flores hit the grand slam. And one thing when you're playing, when you can get a big lead early, you know, you sometimes, so not sometimes, most of the time, all the time, you get their secondary pitchers. You don't get their, you know, high leverage guys. You get their long guys. You get the, you know, 12th guy, 13th guy on the staff right now. And we were able to take advantage of that and keep adding on. It keeps your better pitchers, you know, in the bullpen. But they have a real good team, like you said. The thing that I like, I mean, they have a veteran presence. They have guys that have been there. Anytime you have Arenado and Goldschmidt on the corners and Molina by the plate, my God, you know, that's a great building blocks to a good team. Now, Molina, you know, he's not the same player he was. This is the first time I see that he looks like he's slowing down his throwing and even at the plate. But still, his knowledge of handling the pitching staff. They have speed, Marty. The athletes, I think we saw it in this series. They made some great plays in the outfield. Edmonds plays a nice second base. And you summed it up perfectly. It was an aberration yesterday with the three errors. I think when they had a starting lineup, they have five Gold Glovers in their lineup. So they are. They're a good club, and they're in a little easier division, right, this year with Cincinnati and the Cubs. Cincinnati's having a rough time. The Cubs, I don't know if they know who they are yet. And they got – well, Milwaukee's the other team. That's probably the best team in the division. But the Cardinals are going to be there. They're going to be there at the end.
Boy, you brought up an interesting point in the Cincinnati Reds. They're 4-22, something like that. And, you know, they're talking 62 Mets. They could lose 120 games. Well, if you're involved with a team like that, you manage a team like that, or you coach with a team that's 4-22, what do you say, you know, to the players? How do you assess something like that?
Well, I think one thing is you can't fool the players. And I know they've had a lot of injuries. And I think the number one thing is you're not going to fool people. The players know when they're undermanned or overmatched. And they may be at this time with their injuries. You know, I don't know their club very well. I haven't seen them play. But you got to be realistic, but you also have to demand effort. You have to demand that they play the best baseball that they can play. And I think to tell them that, you know, they're a contending team or anything like that, you know, you're not going to fool the guys. So I think as a manager, I think David Bell over there is going to make sure that those guys are playing hard. They're playing good fundamental baseball. And they're probably having a lot of meetings and maybe some extra work on the field because, you know, you can't leave any stone unturned when you're not winning baseball games. You got to get out there and work. And that's what he's going to demand. And hopefully, you know, with a good process, you know, the wins will start coming. But it's difficult. It's difficult to lose that many games. It rips your heart out. And I don't wish that upon any baseball team to go through something like what they're going through.
Yeah, Giants see the Reds at the end of the month, so we'll see where they're at that point. A player who I've enjoyed, and we touched on him the last 2 weeks, well, and I think he's really sort of settling in, that's Luis Gonzalez. He's got some game. I like the way he plays.
Yeah, he gives you a great at-bat. You know, that's what stands out right away when we saw him in the spring. He knows his strike zone. He hits the ball the other way. He has pull power. He can turn on the ball. He's kind of a throwback player, you know. I mean, the way he plays the game, he's not scared on the bases. And he's a solid outfielder, can play any of the outfield positions. And you mentioned it on the show several times. He throws better than average, which you don't see a lot of today. You know, he hits the cutoff man. He's getting off some good throws. So there's a lot of good there with Gonzo. And he's been a great addition, Farhan and Scott, bringing him in. And he's getting an opportunity, and he's showing what he can do.
Well, interesting. Gabe Kapler, you know, had some moves on Friday night. He went to the bench early, sensed that that was the moment to get back into the game. It's always a tough decision of when to go to the bench, especially in the platooning. And also took Rogers out and brought Duvall in to get Arenado. I thought that was some good managing.
Yeah, so did I. I mean, Cap has done a great job using the whole roster, and obviously we like the matchups, and that's the way we work the team. That's the way we're built. And I thought especially on Friday, he did a great job, as you said. We were down 2-0, and you have two outs, and then on second and third, a lot of managers may not go to the bench there. Say, oh, there's two outs, a two-out hit's hard to come by. But no, he put Ruff up there, a guy that's been struggling. But against a left-hander, you know, that's Ruff's bread and butter. He came through with a big knock to tie the game. So I thought that was a great move. A lot of people wouldn't have done that. And then the other difficult decision he had was in the eighth that you mentioned, Marty. He had Raj out there, who's one of our guys, and he had first and third. Raj just pitched around Goldschmidt a little bit because, you know, he's a darn good hitter. And then you got Arenado coming up. I think Raj pitched around him a little bit, but Cap went to the pen, and that's not an easy decision for a manager when you have somebody you value and you know can get the job done. And Raj, I think what Cap was doing there was just going with the stuff. You know, Duvall's got strikeout stuff. Raj, they put the ball in play on him a little bit more. He's tough to defend. You see guys hit the ball, you know, lefties hit it late. They hit it down the third base side. Righties hit it the other way. He's tough to really defend. And it was a good move. Duvall made a great pitch on Arenado and got out of the inning. So good managing. I'm glad you brought those two things up. He's doing a good job.
Yeah, good baseball. It's this series is pretty good. Yesterday was crazy, and even the Cardinals came back 9-7. But this has been a good series. I look forward to a good game today with Hudson, who is a good sinker ball kind of pitcher. And, you know, he walks some people, so maybe that'll play into the Giants' hand. But on the other side, Jacob Junis is back. Well, he's given him 10 innings of, you know, excellent baseball. So far, two games, 10 innings, 7 hits, a walk and 10 strikeouts. Now, you're not going to see 98 from this guy. He's an interesting character. He's a good pitcher.
He is a good pitcher. You know, he has experience. He pitched with Kansas City in the big leagues, you know, a little more than a cup of coffee. He's lived a little bit, as we like to say, and I like him. I mean, he's a location pitcher. He's got a real good breaking ball slider. That's his pitch. He can pull the string with the changeup, and he's going to locate the fastball. So to your point, he's a little bit different than a lot of the arms, the power arms that a lot of teams are going for today or want to have, like the Cardinals the other day. The guy was throwing 102 miles an hour, my God, with a hammer of a breaking ball. But Junis gets the most out of what he has. He's a location guy, tries to keep you off balance, and that's the art of pitching, keeping the hitter off balance.
But I was thinking, that's a good point, 102. Did you ever face anyone who threw 100? Did you ever face Nolan Ryan or something like that?
There's a guy named Pena, I think, that was in the Dodger organization, right-handed pitcher. He was
reliever
up there in 98. Yeah, reliever, and he threw extremely hard. But no, I never faced anybody through 100. I didn't face too many of those guys. They kept me on the bench, so I didn't get the opportunity.
What do you do? I mean, seriously, 102, do you just shorten it up? What do you do?
Yeah, you do shorten it up. At least I did with hard throwers. I pulled my helmet down a little bit lower because I didn't want to chase the high fastball. You know, I wanted to see the ball down. I have no chance of catching up to the fastball up in the zone. So I lower my sights, look for something down because it's easier to catch up, and something out over the plate, and really just try to get the bat head on the ball. So shorten up your swing. You know, you don't want a lot of movement, a long swing. You're not going to hit the ball. So you shorten it up. You don't poke at the ball, but you shorten up your swing. And you know what? And you see the first fastball in the zone, you swing at it. You don't get behind. You want three whacks at that fastball. If you get a 1-0 count or 0-0 count and he throws a fastball and it's in your zone, you got to take a whack at it.
Very good. Interesting. We may see the guy today, Heisley, you know, because he didn't pitch yesterday.
Yeah.
We may see him today. We'll finish up with this one. Craw, up the middle, saved a run the other day. Well, the guy dives. He knows how to dive. He knows how to keep the ball within the field. I guess, Kai Correa, you guys must work with him on that because it's a staple of his game.
Well, you want that to be a staple of all your infielders, but you're right. He's really good at it. He knows when that guy's on second base, he has to keep the ball in the infield, and that's part of his Gold Glove ability. But every infielder, I think, you know, a lot of your listeners, as the young coaches, you know, you always give that sign from the bench where you have your two hands, like you're patting your two palms on the ground, but you're telling them, knock the ball down, keep the ball in the infield. I mean, I've seen that sign from my coaches in the minor leagues and the major leagues all the time, and that's what you want. If a ground ball gets through the infield or by an infielder and he stays on his feet to catch it and he doesn't try to dive and knock it down, you know, that's a fundamental mistake for me, unless he has a chance to make the play on his feet. But you got to lay out and keep that ball in the infield, and Craw does it so very well. And he didn't get the out, but they need another hit to score the run. So we've seen him do that over and over again. We'll see a lot more of it here in the future.
Yeah, beautiful. Well, have a great afternoon. It's Mother's Day, and my best to Lori and your mom, and I know she's listening, and it just is a very special day, and it's been a good weekend at the ballpark, so I appreciate you being on, and have a good day.
Well, thanks, Marty. You have a great day as well. Enjoyed it, as always.
All right, we'll see you next week. That is Ron Wotus. More coming up. Boy, this is baseball, Jacob Junis, Dakota Hudson. We've got our original Joe's contest going on. Guess the score of today's game. And you get in the pool. Raf breaks all the ties and just tweet it in, at Baseball Marty. We'll have three winners today in honor of Mother's Day. So three chances to be in the pool today for the May dinner. All right, more coming up. KMBR 680, 104.5. Bill joins us next with Sam Long, relief pitcher for the Giants.